Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Enjoying Success with Sharon Michaels on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. This is Sharon Michaels of SharonMichaels.com and welcome to Women Enjoying Success. Thank you so much for listening, and I believe that together we can achieve and even exceed our wildest expectations. There is definitely some synergy and energy when we come together like this to discuss positive and empowering ways to succeed and enjoy our lives. The goal of this program and every Women Enjoying Success broadcast is to take an empowered look at how today's women are achieving and enjoying success, abundance, and prosperity. Together, we can become even more self-confident, determined, and successful. You can read more about my coaching programs and products at SharonMichaels.com. And of course, check out my goal achieving paperback and Kindle, 21 Days to Living Your Dreams, a step-by-step approach to achieving your goals and living the life of your dreams, available on Amazon.com, where you can purchase it as a paperback or a Kindle. And if you're buying the Kindle edition, you can download it to your ebook reader immediately. Before we begin, here's my recommendation. Get pen and paper ready, because you're going to want to make some notes and jot down a few ahas. Well, again, I'm Sharon Michaels, and I teach you how to do business successfully. For over 25 years, I've been coaching and mentoring women to greater personal and professional success. And over the years, I've seen how important it is to use social media wisely. Well, again, let me remind you to get pen and paper, because I'm going to share 25 of my favorite social media tips. Now, I've been using social media for many years now, and I've learned some tips and how-tos that have saved me some time and energy, and I want to share those with you. So, number one is, what is your social media goal? If you don't know what you want, it's pretty hard to get there. So, the number one thing that I want you to do with all of your social media, whether it's Facebook, blogging, Twitter, YouTube, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Instagram, whatever you're using, I want you to write a goal of what you would like to do with social media. What do you want to accomplish with social media? Next, promote your most popular posts. Now, that goes for blog posts as well as your social media posts. Here's another one. You know, if you hate tracking your results, your return on investment for your time and effort, and even your money if you're putting up Facebook or Twitter ads, at least track with Facebook Insight. Click and see, because it'll show you a lot about your page and the progress that your page is making. When people are looking at it, how often they're looking at it, it's really important for you to use that social media time wisely. Here's another one. So how do you get conversations going on social media? Well, try some humor, ask some questions, put up some video, ask for comments, literally have a call to action. Ask someone to reply. Ask someone to make a comment. Ask someone their thoughts. You know, it's very powerful, especially the humor. And I found that humorous posts and posters really get a lot of feedback. Here's another one. Social media really is a powerful marketing tool and a powerful social tool. But never mistake fooling around with being productive. Stay focused on your goal for using social media. Look for questions repeated over and over on your chosen social networks. And then you provide definitive answers, either as a blog post or a post on your Facebook page or a comment to that particular question. Let's go on to Twitter for just a bit. Analyze your own tweets. You know, which types of tweets are that you're using on Twitter gets the most retweeting? Which ones get the most interaction? Are they questions? Are they graphics? Are they quotations? You know, again, look to see where your return on your investment for time and energy is. Don't be shy with your social media presence. Go for it. Be authentic. Be yourself. And be social. That's why it's called social media. All right, here's number 10 of the 25. Still trying to be everybody's friend? Well, each connection counts and speaks loudly about who you are to your other connections. So connect and like and make friends wisely. Number 11, if you want your social content to be social content to attract, do your best to share quality tips that are truly unique and really give benefit to your readers. Number 12, make sure you speak with your own voice. Be individual. Don't try to be canned or be someone that you're not. Be yourself. It really speaks volumes on social media. Here's another one. Be consistent and post during your audience's peak posting times. It doesn't matter which social network. That's why it's important to track how your return on investment is. Choose how frequent you're going to post based on when your target market is on social media. And here's another piece of advice. Include a mix of rich media in your social content. Use some videos, use some photos, use audio. Whatever it is, mix it up and give your readers something to look forward to. Here's another tip I found. Use SurveyMonkey.com to create free surveys. You can ask questions for your new, let's say, products or sales, and share that link on social media. If you're advertising on Facebook, remember your ad images, including the thumbnail, cannot contain more than 20% text. Here's another tip. Only your short description displays in your Facebook header section. But remember to fill out your profile 100% to make sure that you are on Google and that you get maximum searchability. So remember, you have that little brief description that everyone sees in the left-hand side of your Facebook page, but you can also fill out a longer description. Be sure to add some keywords and be true to yourself. Here's another tip, but let me ask you this question because this is important. How much time are you really spending on social media? Are you focusing on keeping the important things important? If you're using social media as a marketing tool, is that what you focus on? Again, have you set your goals? Have you created a strategy? Are you monitoring your results for the time you're putting in? So again, ask yourself, how much time are you really spending on social media? Here's another tip. Create a daily social media interaction strategy. And what I mean is, keep track of what you're doing. You know, check out your new followers. Review mentions and shares and say thank you. Make comments. Publish a predetermined number of posts and schedule them ahead of time on Facebook. Read your feed. Know what's going on, what your friends are posting. And log into your social media sites and respond to your notifications. Comment, say thank you. Add tips, whatever it is, whether it's Twitter or Facebook or Pinterest, be social on social media. This is one of my favorite tips. Strengthen your blog with more consistent, positive content. You know, how often do you publish content on your blog? Blogging falls under the category of social media, and it can make a tremendous difference in your business success. The more you blog, the better results. So how often do you blog, and is it consistent? One thing I found with my blog is the more consistent and the better it's found on Google. So ask yourself, how often am I blogging, and is it consistent? Here's one of my favorite tips. Are you podcasting? Here I am on Blog Talk Radio with Women Enjoying Success right now, and this is turning into a podcast. This is considered social media. Why podcast? Because there's more content you can share, you can reach a larger audience, it's a more personal connection, you're hearing my voice. It increases your authority as an expert in your target market. And your competition, trust me, is not podcasting that often, if at all. And it helps to drive traffic to not only your podcast, but also your websites and your blog. So seriously consider using podcast as a powerful marketing social media tool. One more tip. Remember that email is part of social media. They work well together. Are you putting your icons for your Facebook and your Twitter and your Pinterest, let's say, on the bottom of your signature on your emails? Are you letting your readers know that you have a Facebook page? Be sure that you connect your social media with your emails. And this is a powerful tip. Update your pages often. You know, once you've created a page on Facebook or Twitter or Pinterest for your business, be sure that you update it often. Give your readers something to come back and look forward to reading. Be sure it has a logo. Be sure it has photos and details about your services and your products. You know, keep updating it with news related to you and your business. You can conduct quizzes, post questions, all sorts of things. So here again, I'm going to say be consistent with your social media. Here's the final tip. Tip number 25. Link your social media with your business website. Link your business page on Facebook or your Twitter account or your Pinterest boards to your website to get more traffic to your website and from your website to your social media pages. Harness the power of people going to your website. Let them know that you're active on social media. It's a great way for them to keep up with what's happening in your business and to get to know you, like you, and trust you. What do you think? Can you see the benefits and the power of using social media wisely? Yes, it's easy to get distracted when you're on social media, but if you set your goal and you're consistent, you use your time wisely, I'm finding in my own business and with my coaching clients that social media is a powerful marketing tool, one that you can use consistently to grow your business in powerful, productive ways. So here's to using social media wisely. A reminder, you can download and listen to all of the Women Enjoying Success programs 24/7 right on your computer. And they're also available through iTunes under Women Enjoying Success as a free podcast. You can read more about my coaching programs and products at SharonMichaels.com. And of course, check out my goal achieving paperback and Kindle, 21 Days to Living Your Dreams, a step-by-step approach to achieving your goals and living the life of your dreams. And in fact, check out all the business and personal development books I have available as downloadable Kindles on Amazon. Also, keep up with me on my social media, Twitter at Sharon Michaels, and on Facebook, where I invite you to join the discussion on my Facebook page, Women Enjoying Success. I'll leave you with this quotation from an unknown author. It takes discipline not to let social media steal your time. This is Sharon Michaels saying, I believe in you. And until next time, enjoy all of your successes. And thank you so much for listening.